Let's begin.
In the heart of the quaint town of Eldridge, nestled within its sleepy streets, stood the old Victorian mansion of the Harrows family, now in the care of Eliza Harrows. Eliza, a 28-year-old novelist with a penchant for the macabre, had inherited the mansion from her late grandmother. The house, with its towering spires, creaky floorboards, and a labyrinth of rooms, had always fascinated Eliza with its hidden nooks and ghostly tales. Eliza, slender with sharp features and raven-black hair, decided to spend a few weeks in the mansion to work on her latest horror novel. The atmosphere of the house, with its antique furnishings and walls adorned with somber portraits, provided the perfect backdrop for her writing. However, from her first night in the house, Eliza began to experience strange occurrences. It started with faint whispers echoing through the halls at night, voices so soft and fleeting she thought she had imagined them. But as the days passed, the whispers grew louder and more persistent, speaking in urgent, hushed tones that sent chills down her spine. Objects in the house began to move on their own. Books would fall from shelves, doors would slam shut, and the portrait's eyes seemed to follow her movements with an unsettling intensity. Eliza, though unnerved, was determined to uncover the source of the disturbances. Her investigation led her to a hidden room in the attic, where she found a collection of old diaries and letters belonging to her ancestors. The writings spoke of a family curse, a malevolent entity bound to the house, feeding on the fears and secrets of the Harrows family. As Eliza delved deeper into her family's dark history, the entity grew more powerful, its presence suffocating. The whispers turned into tormented screams, the house trembling with an unseen rage. Eliza realized that the entity was tied to a gruesome event in her family's past, the ritualistic sacrifice of a relative, carried out in the very room she had found the diaries. Determined to end the cycle of terror, Eliza decided to confront the entity. On a stormy night, with the wind howling outside and the mansion groaning under the weight of its own dark legacy, Eliza set up a ritual in the attic room to banish the malevolent spirit. As she chanted the incantations, the entity materialized before her. It was a horrifying specter, a maelstrom of shadow and malice that filled the room with a suffocating darkness. The entity, born from the darkest deeds of the Harrows family, sought to claim Eliza as its next victim. In a terrifying climax, Eliza fought against the overpowering force, using every bit of her will and the knowledge she had gained from the diaries. The entity, enraged by her resistance, unleashed a torrent of spectral energy, threatening to consume her. At the last moment, Eliza completed the ritual, a blinding light filling the room. The entity let out an ear-piercing shriek as it was torn from the physical world, banished back to the shadows from which it had come. The house fell silent, the oppressive atmosphere lifting. Eliza, exhausted and shaken, knew that she had barely escaped with her life. The mansion, while now free from the entity, was forever marked by the horrors it had witnessed. Eliza left the house soon after, unable to shake the feeling of being watched from the darkness. The Whispering House remained standing in Eldridge, a silent testament to the Harrows family's sinister legacy, its halls forever echoing with the whispers of the past. The tale of Eliza's encounter with the entity became a chilling legend, a stark reminder of the horrors that can lurk within.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The walls of an old family home.
Let's begin.
In the bustling city of Redfield, Simon Walker, a 25-year-old graphic designer, moved into his first apartment, a modest but cozy space in a relatively quiet part of the city. Simon, with a lean build, messy brown hair, and a tendency to get lost in his work, was excited to start his life of independence. The apartment, while small, was perfect for Simon's needs. It had a comfortable living area, a tiny kitchen, a bathroom, and what was now his workspace. The previous tenant had left in a hurry, which meant Simon got the place at a bargain. At first, life in the new apartment was peaceful. Simon enjoyed the solitude and the freedom it afforded. However, he soon began to notice odd occurrences. Objects would move from where he left them, lights would flicker, and there were sounds of movement in the night, footsteps and the creaking of floorboards. Initially, Simon brushed off these occurrences as the quirks of an old building. But as days passed, the incidents became more unsettling. He would find his art supplies scattered, hear whispers in the dead of night, and once he woke up to find a shadowy figure standing at the foot of his bed before it vanished into thin air. Driven by a mixture of fear and curiosity, Simon started to investigate the apartment's history. He learned from the building's super, Mr. Jenkins, an elderly man who had been taking care of the building for decades, about the tragic story of the previous tenant, Rebecca, a young artist like himself, who had mysteriously disappeared one night, leaving all her belongings behind. As Simon delved deeper into Rebecca's story, he uncovered her old sketches and diaries hidden in a false bottom of a drawer. The diaries were filled with accounts of her feeling watched and tormented by an unseen presence, a presence she believed was tied to the apartment. The occurrences escalated. Paintings would fall off the walls, doors would slam shut, and Simon would often feel a cold touch when he was alone. The apartment no longer felt like a sanctuary, but a prison haunted by the remnants of Rebecca's terror. One stormy night, the haunting reached its terrifying climax. Simon was awakened by the sound of scraping and whispering. The room was ice cold, and in the dim light, he saw the figure again. Rebecca's ghost, her eyes hollow with despair, her mouth twisted in a silent scream. She lunged at Simon, her hands reaching for his throat. In a panic, Simon stumbled back, crashing through the window and falling to his death. The apartment was once again vacant, its windows boarded up, but the locals knew to stay away. The ghost of Rebecca, trapped in her cycle of torment, continued to haunt the space, waiting for the next unsuspecting tenant to become her unseen roommate.
Let's begin.
In the dimly lit streets of Crescent City, Michael Foster, a 35-year-old software developer known for his reclusive lifestyle, lived alone in a high-rise apartment that overlooked the city's skyline. Michael, with his gaunt figure, disheveled dark hair, and piercing yet tired eyes, preferred the solitude of his apartment, a haven from the outside world. Michael's monotonous routine was shattered when he began receiving mysterious phone calls every night at precisely midnight. The first few calls were silent, leaving Michael puzzled, but unalarmed. He dismissed them as wrong numbers or technical glitches. However, as the nights progressed, the calls became more sinister. Whispered voices emerged from the other end, speaking incoherent phrases that sent shivers down Michael's spine. The calls grew increasingly disturbing, the whispers morphing into clear, threatening messages that spoke of Michael's darkest fears and long-buried secrets. Driven to find the source of the calls, Michael used his skills to trace them, only to find each attempt hitting a dead end. The calls seemed to come from nowhere, untraceable and elusive, as if mocking his efforts. The content of the calls began to unravel Michael's sense of reality. They hinted at a traumatic event from his childhood, the mysterious disappearance of his best friend Alex. The two had been inseparable until Alex vanished without a trace, a mystery that had haunted Michael since. As the nightly calls escalated, Michael started to experience vivid, terrifying hallucinations. He saw shadowy figures lurking in the corners of his apartment, heard eerie sounds that seemed to come from within the walls, and felt an oppressive presence that watched him relentlessly. In a desperate bid for answers, Michael revisited his past, unearthing old memories and records. His investigation led him to the abandoned house where he and Alex had last played, a place they had believed was haunted. The house, now decrepit and shrouded in darkness, seemed to pulsate with a malevolent energy. As Michael explored the decaying rooms, the memories of his last day with Alex flooded back. They had been playing a game of hide-and-seek when Alex had hidden in a secret room and never emerged. Amidst the dust and decay, Michael found the hidden room. Inside, he discovered remnants of their childhood. Toys, drawings, and a small, dusty phone, identical to the one from which he had been receiving the calls. As midnight approached, the phone in the room began to ring. Driven by a mixture of fear and desperation, Michael answered it. Alex's voice, now distorted and otherworldly, echoed from the receiver. He accused Michael of leaving him behind, of never coming back to find him. The room around Michael began to warp, the walls closing in as the voice grew louder. Alex's spectral figure materialized, a twisted, vengeful version of his childhood friend. He revealed the truth. He had died in that room, alone and scared, waiting for Michael to return. In a final, horrifying realization, Michael understood that his guilt and fear had given power to the entity that Alex had become. The apartment, the phone calls, the hallucinations, they were manifestations of Alex's spirit, seeking closure. As Alex's spirit enveloped him, Michael was consumed by an overwhelming darkness. The room and the ghostly figure faded into nothingness, leaving Michael trapped in a void, his screams echoing in the silence. The next day, Michael's apartment was found empty, the phone off the hook, its screen displaying a never-ending loop of midnight calls.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.